Now, somebody that we haven't spoken to in a while, but he's on the line now. We've got Len Tilsley, who's the principal and the head honcho at Leek and Buxton College. Morning, Len. You okay?
I'm very good, Matt. See you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Living the dream.
Really?
As we said, long time no speak. But it's been an interesting time, hasn't it, for you guys at the college? It's been challenging, I should imagine, to try and get things back to some form of normality. How are things looking at the college?
We're not back to normal yet,
no.
Clearly. In fact, at this present moment, our campuses are still closed. We're not quite the same as schools. The government suggested to us. They only suggested. They didn't actually tell us. But they only suggested that we should open from the 15th of June
right.
for any students who absolutely needed it. So it wasn't a case of opening for everybody, and it won't be. It'll be those students who needed it. Clearly, we're a vocational college. We have a lot of practical subjects. So there's only so much learning you can do in a practical subject when you're doing it online at a distance. Over the phone, all sorts of different ways, but there's no real substitute for actually being there and doing the practical thing, whatever it is, whether it's a bit of engineering using, you know, the equipment that we've got, or whether it's carpentry where you're using a saw and a hammer and so on, or if it's hairdressing and beauty where you're actually working with the clients. And of course those subjects require that practical element, so we have to reopen for those students before the end of the academic year in order to allow them to do some of that work.
And how are the staff coping? Have the staff gone back? Have some staff gone back? How are things looking with that?
No, everything is currently working remotely. So by that, it's either online, or it could be over the telephone, or it could be even that we're posting work backwards and forwards, or pretty much every student these days has got a mobile phone, so there's a lot of work going on over mobile phones. Even if it's a case of someone doing some work and then photographing it and sending the photograph either by text or by email. So we had to very, very quickly, in the space of only really about a week or so, change our whole operating model from one where everybody comes into the college to work on campus in a classroom or a workshop, to where everyone is working at home remotely, and that's students and staff. And, given how fast it had to happen, we have absolutely hit the nail on the head. The staff have been absolutely fantastic. Everyone has just accepted this as a new way we've got to work, and have just taken it on board. Even those that, everybody was thinking were going to struggle because they don't really work well with technology, they've just really picked it up really quickly, and everybody is now working online and remotely. And the amount of work that some of our students have done is just absolutely phenomenal whilst they've been shut at home. In fact, we have some students who have been far more engaged and have done more work since they've been working from home online than when they used to come into college. So it's actually giving us a different perspective on this, and we're thinking that actually we might have changed this for good. Some of the students actually benefit from working online a little bit more than they might have done in the past. So I think that's here to stay for some students.
Well, that's something I was going to ask, because obviously a lot of businesses have said that as well, haven't they? They've said, since they've seen the wonders of working from home, the technology's there, and productivity's gone up, they're going to possibly adapt and adopt some of the initiatives that have been set up for working from home. Do you think that's going to be something that that colleges and educational establishments like yours are going to have a serious look into over the next 12 months?
Undoubtedly so, yeah. The reactions that we've had from students, okay, it's mixed. Some students definitely need to be in a classroom with a teacher, with their peers, working on practical activities. But some students, actually, as I said, particularly maths and English, believe it or not, those students who've struggled with maths and English, some of them have done better as a result of being at home in an environment that they're familiar with. And actually, you know, young people these days are a little bit more comfortable online than some adults are. And so, you know, they've taken to that online working really well and have moved on significantly in this period since we've been in lockdown. So there's some real positives that have come out of it in that way. And, you know, we will definitely be adopting some of these techniques as just part of our mainstream work for this, for the next, you know, whole new world, really, isn't it, that we're walking into now. But that doesn't mean to say that we'll be closing our campuses for good. Campuses have a definite role, not just for students to come in and meet each other in, but actually as a sort of centre of the community. We see our campuses as part of our local communities in Leek and in Buxton, and we do a whole lot more than just have lessons going on at those sites. And I think that maybe we'll see a bit of a change to some of the types of things that we do on our sites, but they're going to be there once we do reopen again, and we'll be back in full swing, hopefully not too long. We'll have some initial work, as I said, with the practical work for students over the next few weeks. In fact, week beginning the 22nd of June is our target date to restart some of that practical activity. And we're going to be in touch with each student who we're going to invite in individually. So it won't just be a, you know, if you're a practical student coming from the 22nd. And we'll get in touch on the phone for each of those students.
And do you think things are going to get back to what we know as normal before Christmas? Or do you think it's going to be next year now at the college before we're going to see things return to some kind of normality that we used to?
Well, I mean, to an extent, your guess is as good as mine. I think that we will definitely be active in September, but I think it's likely to be a mixed approach. I think all of our, certainly our full-time students, they will be expected to do some of their learning at home. You know, we're not a big college. We haven't got lots and lots of space. So a lot will depend on the social distancing guidelines that are in place then. You know, some of our classes that previously held 20-25 in a room, you know, we're down to 10-8 students in that same space to keep the 2 meter social distancing. Now, if the social distancing regulations reduce, and there are rumours about 1.5 meters or maybe even down to 1, so I think Germany have gone down to 1.5, haven't they? Then we'll clearly be able to fit more people into the rooms safely. But that's still going to mean that the timetables are going to be different. People might have to attend on different days or different times of the day in order to get everybody in. And certainly some people are going to have to carry on doing some of their work online. But that won't be just, by September, it won't be a sort of sticking plaster. It will have been designed in very carefully by then. And the work will be well integrated so that students won't have any disadvantage whatsoever, regardless of how they access their learning, whether they do it in the classroom or whether they do it online.
Because I know lots of people have they're a little bit worried, aren't they, that you know, when time comes to take exams, because of all this time away from the classroom, away from college, are the results and are the exams going to be... I mean, is this whole coronavirus, COVID-19 situation going to be taken into consideration when marking exams? Because obviously people would argue, wouldn't they, that students have not had the same kind of tutoring that they had, or they would have had, if it hadn't been for COVID-19. Are things going to be tweaked to reflect that in the results, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, we can't get away from the fact that this academic year that we're technically still in has ended rather earlier, and we can't get away from the fact that people will have missed out on some aspects of their learning. We've tried our best to make sure that everyone stays engaged, and our students have been brilliant, and the amount of work that they've done is fantastic. But there's still no substitute for the for those practical aspects that take place in the classroom. But, the government have set out 3 different ways for assessing students. We either have what's called the centre-assessed grade, and that's where the teaching staff who've been teaching those students all along suggest to the awarding organisation what grade that person ought to have got had they completed the course. The other one is what's called an alternative assessment, and that's where, say, instead of doing a sit-down exam in a classroom with other people, people do an exam online. So that's an alternative. So that's considered to be slightly more accurate. And the third type is what they call delay. So simply that the exam will be sat at some point later in the process when people can get back together again. And so we're having to abide by one of those three, depending on each qualification. So I would say that even in the first set, where teaching staff are assigning grades to students, those grades will be pretty accurate. On the most, you know, my experience over the years is that teachers have a pretty good idea as to what grade students are going to get before they actually sit the exams. And all we're doing is turning the whole thing on its head and using those grades instead of the ones that they actually got in the exam. So I think particularly with schools and GCSE results, I think those GCSE grades that people get will be very reliable. I think that there's a pretty good chance that those grades are going to be what those people would have got actually had they sat the exam. And so that will stay with them then. They'll have those grades going forward, and it will take them into whatever the next stage is.
Well, that's good to hear.
If people are coming to us next year having done their GCSEs or had an assigned grade for GCSEs from school, then it makes no difference. We will take those grades as they come, and we'll work with individual students to help them to choose the right career pathway for them. We talk a lot about career pathways. We don't really talk about qualifications or courses. It's about the career path. Where are they going? What do they want to do with their lives? And how can we as a college make sure that they're on that path and that they get the best benefit out of being with us when they leave school? All of that is still in place and there for everybody who wants that advice and guidance.
Well, it definitely sounds like everything's been thought about. Loads of planning and hard work and preparation has been put in place by yourself and all the team at Buxton and League. Thank you very much, Len,
absolutely,
for coming on and chatting to us. When things are a little bit clearer, and we know exactly what's going on and when you're going back, and you know we've got something solid, will you come back around and have another chat to us?
Of course I will. Whenever you like, you know where I am.
Definitely. Well, thank you very much, Len.
We do have some things on the website, so if people are particularly interested, go on the website blc.ac.uk. We had some virtual open days recently, and the recordings of those virtual open days are available on the site. So you can get to see presentations and discussions about all the subject areas that we offer. And we've got some new events coming up at the end of June where we're going to do some live streaming from the campus when we've got our staff back on site. So some great things coming up over the coming weeks for prospective students and those who are current students who are thinking about coming back to us next year.
Oh, thanks very much, Len. You stay safe, won't you? You and the team. And we'll speak to you again very soon.
I'll pass that on to all my staff.
Cheers, mate. Have a good one. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Len.
Wake up, rise and shine with Moorlands Breakfast on Moorlands Radio. Matt Hill on Moorlands 103.7.
Speaking to Len Tilsey there from Buxton and Leek College, it's good to hear, isn't it, that the college, they're working hard behind the scenes and they're hoping to get the students back very, very soon. More.